91X News.
It's minus 6 and mainly sunny out there at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. A man charged in a horrific crash that claimed the life of an 18-year-old Western University student has pleaded guilty to over 80 milligrams of blood alcohol level, causing death. 25-year-old Jared DeJong of London, Ontario, has been out on bail since the 2015 October collision that claimed the life of 18-year-old Andrea Christis. An agreed statement of facts revealed that DeJong, who was not a Western student, was on campus drinking with friends at the campus pub for 3 or 4 hours. Witnesses said road conditions at the time were perfect and that DeJong's vehicle was seen traveling extremely fast and at one point cut in front of a public transit bus. Video from the bus also showed him driving on the wrong side of the road. The car went through two intersections without stopping, causing other drivers to take evasive action before it jumped the curb and struck Christis, throwing her 10 meters. Christis died in the hospital 2 days after she was hit. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the environment shouldn't be a partisan issue. Speaking in Vancouver, Trudeau said despite their differences, politicians can come together in the fight against climate change. He spoke ahead of a meeting with premiers and Indigenous leaders this afternoon.
All Canadians across this country, including all the premiers, are united in their desire to build a stronger economy that doesn't put at risk our environment. And the steps required to do that will vary across the country. And that and many other issues is exactly what we are gathering here in Vancouver to talk about.
Despite Trudeau's collegial tone, discord was already evident heading into today's meeting. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall has criticized the Liberal process to consider carbon pricing. And Canada Border Services Agency says that it has seized about 118 kilograms of cocaine at Toronto Pearson International Airport. In a release today, the agency says the seizure was made on January 17th when 100 brick-shaped bundles of suspected cocaine were found during a routine cargo inspection of a plane arriving from Mexico. The CBSA says the bundles were found in cardboard boxes, which were being shipped in two large wooden crates. The cocaine has been turned over to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The CBSA said it has made 149 cocaine seizures, totaling close to 700 kilograms last year at the Greater Toronto area. And Quebec's premier says the issue of support for Bombardier could come up today at a meeting with other provincial, federal, and Indigenous leaders. Philippe Couillard says the company's C-Series airliner is probably the most important innovative project in the country and will benefit all of Canada.
It is something that needs to be supported in a very tough competitive environment. Of course, Airbus and Boeing are not giving them any room. They don't want a new player. But we have a new Canadian player. This plane was designed, invented in Canada. It's the first commercial airliner certified in Canada, made in Canada. And we have to support that.
Couillard says he expects Canada's aerospace sector, including Bombardier, will receive government support, just as the automotive industry has in the past. And in entertainment news, Jay-Z is such a big deal, he has his own secret color. Vice President Lori Pressman of the Pantone Color Institute says Jay-Z created his own Jay-Z Pearly Blue in 2007 that is now ready. Pressman says it is a mesmerizing blue that has a combination of sky and cobalt with a pearlescent quality. Pantone gives a code to every color, but Jay-Z's blue is confidential and doesn't appear on the Pantone color wheel. Coming up with a custom color can cost tens of thousands of dollars, but Jay-Z really likes blue. He named three albums, The Blueprint. He's fond of blue jewels and blue jackets, and he named his daughter Blue Ivy. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In the sports world, the Toronto Raptors put their 10-game home winning streak on the line tonight when they host the Utah Jazz. Guard Kyle Lowry is expected in the lineup after missing Sunday's road loss to Detroit to rest. It's one of 11 games in the NBA schedule. And there are three games on deck tonight for NHL action. The Toronto Maple Leafs visit the Washington Capitals, the Chicago Blackhawks are at Detroit, and the Montreal Canadiens battle the Mighty Ducks in Anaheim. And the people who run the Canadian Finals Rodeo are now trying to wrangle a better deal that can mean the event will leave Edmonton after 43 years. The Canadian Professional Rodeo Association says it has rejected a proposal from the city and the Oilers Entertainment Group. General Manager Dan Eddy says the association will accept proposals from other cities to host the annual event starting in 2017. Edmonton will be allowed to place another bid. And in local sports, the Nicholson Crusaders basketball team will be heading to Sault Ste. Marie for OFSA after winning a qualifying game against Ottawa Islamic 47-35 today in Ottawa. The Crusaders won SASA last week. OFSA will be in March 7th to 9th in Sault Ste. Marie. And Tiger Woods continues to feel better but remains unsure whether he'll return to competitive golf. The 14-time major champion released a statement today saying he's been chipping and putting at his Florida home as he recovers from back surgeries. Woods hasn't played tournament golf since August and last won in August 2013. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And the forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and clouds for the rest of the day, remaining clear throughout the day with a high of minus 5. Tonight, a few clouds, but becoming a lot colder in the night, with a low of minus 18. Right now, it's 3:05 and minus 6. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next.